is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Californians are accustomed to wildfires, but people in New Jersey, not so much. CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak says some rain is coming to help firefighters there.
After dealing with not only drought, but wildfires across New Jersey, we're finally getting measurable precipitation in the Northeast for Sunday night into Monday. It's not going to completely help the situation, but it certainly is going to give us some relief.
In Southern California, firefighters are gaining ground on a mountain wildfire that's destroyed more than 130 structures. In Ventura County in Southern California, crews continue to fight that fire. CBS's Elise Preston says it's one of the most destructive wildfires in the southern part of the state in years.
The intense firestorm began Wednesday, taking a stunning toll. Over 200 homes damaged or destroyed in a little more than 24 hours. Incredibly, there was no loss of life.
On social media today, President-elect Trump said he would not be asking former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley or former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to rejoin his administration this time around. The Trump transition team, however, has come up with other candidates.
On the short list for Secretary of State, sources tell CBS News, the Florida Senator Marco Rubio, former Ambassador Rick Grenell, and Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty are top contenders. And for Homeland Security, former head of ICE Tom Homan and former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf, who are proponents of the president-elect's mass deportation plans, are two of the top names being floated for that position. Ben Gomez, CBS News, Washington.
In New York City today, hundreds of protesters upset by Donald Trump's election victory marched in the streets carrying signs that read immigrant justice and reject fascism. 22-year-old Jessica Lane won the 2024 Miss Earth pageant in Manila today. The environmental journalist was asked what she'll do with the honor when she gets back home.
When I get back to Australia, the first thing that's going to happen is the removal of the shark nets. It's an environmental issue that's been going on for quite some time, and I'm a firm advocate against it. Further, I'll be promoting sustainable fashion and hoping to really inspire people and make a difference.
The 37-year-old man who police say stabbed five people in Seattle yesterday and possibly four others the day before appeared in court today. The judge found probable cause to hold him on five counts of first-degree assault and held him on $2 million bail. The man reportedly has nine felony convictions in Washington state. The attacks were random. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on five different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Women continue to make strides toward equality in politics.
A record 13 women will serve as governors next year. The record was set after the governor's race was called in New Hampshire, where Republican Kelly Ayotte defeated Democrat Joyce Craig. Ayotte is a former U.S. senator. Craig is a former mayor of New Hampshire's largest city. Despite these gains for women in the state houses, 18 states have never had a woman in the governor's office. Kelly Dittmar of the Rutgers Center for American Women in Politics says even though 13 states have women governors, that's still an underrepresentation among the nation's 50 states. Lindy Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
So who gets to keep an engagement ring if a wedding is called off? That's what the highest court in Massachusetts was asked to decide with a $70,000 ring at the center of the dispute. The court ruled yesterday that an engagement ring must be returned to the person who purchased it if the wedding doesn't go ahead. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather. cloudy tonight with areas of rain and drizzle. Lows in the upper 40s to 50. Early drizzle on Sunday, then partly sunny for the afternoon. Highs to the upper 50s. On Monday, a partly cloudy sky. Highs in the mid-50s and low 50s Tuesday. Right now it's 53.
Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry. Miss my lover, one of these old days. If you should should ever miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that used to touch yours so tenderly. Just remember what I told you the day I set you free.
Thank you. got to leave today. Just exactly where we're going, I cannot say, but we might even leave the USA. Cause it's a brand new game I wanna play.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
WRJN.
Oh,
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Every Searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain. the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home. Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Local news and timeless hits. Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if he run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Just to keep a job, I gotta fight my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pound.
Oh!
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A wildfire in Pennsylvania has forced people to evacuate.
Neighbors in Reading woke to a terrifying sight.
You could see 20-foot flames every 100 feet.
Fire crews say the wildfire started on the north side of the mountain late Friday night. It was just steps away from homes. Some residents were asked to evacuate to a local elementary school.
Large flames a block or so away from my house.
The fire spread across an area of more than 170 acres. And though the fire was mostly under control by Saturday afternoon,
it could be out of control at a